darkest abyss. How many of them are brought to behold the marvelous light of God? And this is the blessing which has been bestowed on us, that we have been made instruments in the hands of God to bring about this great work. Thousands of them do rejoice of God. Behold, the field was ripe, and blessed are ye, for ye did thrust in the sickle, and did reap with your might. Yea, all the day long did ye labor, and behold the number of your sheep. They shall be gathered into the garners, but they are not wasted. Yea, they shall not be beaten down by the storm at the last day. Yea, neither shall winds, but when the storm cometh, they shall be gathered together in their place, that the storm cannot penetrate to them. Carry them, but behold, they are in the hands of the Lord of the harvest, and they are His, and He will raise them up all at the last day. Blessed be the name of our God. Sing to His praise. Yea, let us give thanks to His holy name. For He doth work righteousness forever. And if we had not come up out of the land of Zarahemla, our beloved brethren, who have so dearly beloved us, would have still been racked with hatred against us, yea, and they would also have been strangers to God. When Ammon had said these words, away into boasting. But Ammon said unto him, I do not boast in my own strength, wisdom, but behold, my joy is full, yea. My heart is brim with joy, and I will rejoice in my God. Of my God, for in his strength I can do all things. Yea, behold, many mighty miracles we have wrought in this land, for which we will praise his name forever. Behold how many thousand of our brethren, because of the power of the word which is in us. Therefore have we not great reason to rejoice. Yea, we have reason to praise him forever. Chains of hell, yea, they were encircled about with everlasting darkness and destruction, but behold, he hath brought them into his everlasting light, yea, into everlasting salvation, and they are encircled about with the matchless bounty of his love. Yea, and we have been instruments in his hands of doing this great and marvelous work. Therefore, let us glory. Yea, we will glory in the Lord. Praise our God forever. Behold, who can glory too much in the Lord? Yea, who can say too much of his great power and of his mercy and of his long suffering towards the children of men? Behold, I say unto you, I cannot say the smallest part of which I feel. Sinful and polluted state. Behold, we went forth, even in wrath, with mighty threatenings to destroy his church. Oh, then why did he not consign us to an awful Yea, why did he not let the sword of justice fall on us and doom us to eternal despair? O my soul, almost as it were, fleeth at the thought. Behold, he did not exercise his justice upon us, but in his great mercy hath brought us over the lasting gulf of death and misery, even to the salvation of our souls. And now behold, my brethren, what natural man is there that knoweth these things I say unto? There is none that knowest these things, save it be the penitent, yea, he that repenteth and exerciseth faith, and bringeth forth good works, and prayeth continually without ceasing, unto such as it is given to know the mysteries of God. Yea, unto such it shall be given to reveal things which never have been revealed. Yea, and it shall be given unto such to bring thousands of souls to repentance, even as it has been given unto us to bring these our brethren to repentance. Now how do ye remember, my brethren, that we said unto our brethren in the go up into the land of Nephi to preach unto our brethren the Lamanites, and they laughed us to scorn. For they said unto us, do ye suppose that ye can bring the Lamanites to the knowledge of the truth? Do ye suppose that ye can convince the Lamanites of the incorrectness of the traditions of their fathers, and as stiff-necked a people as they are, whose hearts delight in the shedding of blood, whose days have been spent in the grossest iniquity, whose ways have been the ways of a transgressor from the beginning? Now, my brethren, ye remember that this was their full language. And moreover, they did say, let us take up arms against them, that we may destroy them in their iniquity. we came into the wilderness, not with the intent to destroy our brethren, but with the intent that perhaps we might save some few of their souls. Now when our hearts were depressed and we were about to turn back, behold, the Lord comforted us and said, "Go among thy brethren, the Lamanites, and bear with patience thine afflictions, and I will give you unto you success." Suffered every privation. Yes, we have traveled from house to house, relying upon the mercies of the world, not upon the mercies of the world alone, but upon the mercies of God. And we have entered into their houses and taught them, and we have taught them in their streets, yea, and we have taught them upon their hills, and we've also entered into their temples and their synagogues and taught them, and we have been cast out and mocked and spit upon, smote upon our cheeks, and we have been stoned and taken and bound, and with us strong cords, and cast into prison, and through with the power of the wisdom of God we have been delivered again. And we have suffered all manners of affliction, and all this that perhaps we might be the means of saving some soul, and we suppose that our joy would be saving some. Now behold, we come forth and see the fruits of our labors, and they are few. I say unto you, nay, they are many, yea, and they can witness of their sincerity because of their love towards their brethren and also towards us. Their lives than even to take the life of their enemy, and they have buried their weapons of war because of their love towards their brethren. And now, behold, I say unto you, has there been so great a love in all the land? Behold, I say unto you, nay, there has not, even among the Nephites. For behold, they would take up arms against their brethren. They would not suffer themselves to be slain. But behold, how many of these have laid down their lives, and we know that they have gone to their God because of their love and their hatred to sin. Reason to rejoice. Yea, I say unto you, there never have been men that had so great reason to rejoice as we, since the world began. Joy is carried away, even unto boasting in my God. For he has all power, all wisdom and understanding. He comprehendeth all things, and he is merciful being, even unto salvation, to those who will repent and believe on his name. And now, if this is boasting, even so will I boast, for this is my life and my light, my joy and my salvation, and my redemption and my everlasting woe. Yea, blessed is the name of my God, who hath been mindful of this people, who are a branch of the tree of Israel, who are a branch of the tree of Israel, and has been lost from its body in a strange land. Yea, I say, blessed is the name of my God, who has been mindful of us wanderers in a strange land. Now, my brethren, we see that God is merciful, mindful of every people, whatsoever land they may be in. Yea, he numbereth his people, and he is bows above mercy, are over all the earth. Now this is my joy and my thanksgiving, yea, and I will give thanks unto my God forever. Amen. And I will give thanks unto my God forever. Amen.